Hi, it's Mitch here from Glasshouse Country and Millennial News and the Sentinel newspaper covering Moreton Bay and the Somerset region. Thanks for having me again this week. We've got a jam-packed newspapers across both regions. In the Glasshouse, we've got a couple of politicians that are pushing for a big crime-fighting policy up our way. I can't say too much, but definitely check out our paper this week. It's on the front page and inside. We've got a lovely story about a couple that have been married for 54 years, and sadly, one of the couple have been struck down with dementia. But there's a lovely story about them having a wedding vow renewals last week, which was a really moving moving day for family, friends, and the couple themselves. We've got more on the big Hanson Quarry protests. There's been dozens of submissions put in, pretty much 100% all against the quarry's expansion plans. We've got more on the dark skies issue up in Mullaney. There's a big push to make sure that people can still see the night sky, as our population grows. Are your land valuations... are your rates going to increase after massive land valuation rises were announced last week? We've got more on that. Plenty in community news and what's on as well. And in sport, two of our hinterland boxers have won in Tasmania over the weekend, picking up belts and keeping their unbeaten records intact. So we've got that story over at the Sentinel. A power shock. We've talked to a whole bunch of people that have got their power bills recently, and they've just been stunned. Some of them have had triple the price of their past quarter. And so we talk about what you can do about that and why it's happening in the first place. And this one's one to keep an eye out for. We've got an exclusive interview with one of the contestants of Farmer Wants a Wife. He's a Wamuran farmer, and we talk to him and get the down low of what it's like being on that show. Plenty in what's on as well, of community events around the place. And over in sport, we look at how the Snakes went over the weekend, as well as all our other footballing teams, AFL, soccer, and league, and union. So keep an eye out for that. All right. Thanks for having me, and I'll talk to you again next week.